Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We're up to Parsha Behaloscha. We are in Sefer Bamidbar. I apologize, I have major allergies going around. There's a lot of stuff going around affecting my speech, so bear with me. I apologize for my voice sounding a little different, a little off, but even so, hopefully it's okay with you. So we come to the Parsha, and a lot of times we like to look at the first word or one of the first words of the Parsha to tell us where we could go, what direction we could have, how we could think about the Parsha, and how we could think about our lives. So Hashem tells Moshe and tells Aaron, when you're in the Mishkan, make sure to light those candles. When you light and when you kindle the flames, when you kindle the fire in the Mishkan, it's reminiscent of the fact that there are flames within each of us. We think about the flames. We have flames for Shabbat, for Shabbos every week. We have flames for Yom Tov. And of course, we have flames for my favorite holiday of the entire year, that of Hanukkah. And when we think about lighting the flames, when we think about lighting the fire, how do we go about to ensure that the fire is lit for each and every one of us? How could we be sure to light the fire around us in each and every person? The lights, the candles had to be lit every single day. Aaron had to make sure to clean them out and then to light them again and to make sure there were candles lighting in the Beis Hamikdash. We also had it back in the day where the lights were burning, and when there wasn't light burning, it was a problem until we searched and we found that tiny jug of oil that was burning, and it lasted, of course, for the 8 days. Because every day, there needs to be the candles burning in the Mishkan and the Midbar when we were in the desert, and there has to be the candles burning in the Beis Hamikdash. And nowadays, in our own houses, in our own lives, we need to have the candles burning as well in our life. If our homes, on some level, is a Mikdash Ma'at, if our Batei Knesiyot, if our shuls, our Batei Midrashiyot, our study halls, our Mikdash Ma'at, are a little temple, or a little type of Mikdash in our lives, and we know that they are, because the sages tell us, the commentators tell us that our table, our shulchan, is reminiscent of the mizbeach. In Pirkei Avos, it talks about this also, that if you eat at the table, you say divrei Torah at the table, you learn Torah at the table, it's as if you ate from the table of kings, and the king of all kings, Hashem. So the mizbeach is like our shulchan, is like the mizbeach. The house is like the Mikdash. The house is like the Mishkan. So if in the Mishkan, if in the Mikdash, we had to have the candles ever present, ever burning, so too in our homes, so too in our lives, we have to have the candles burning. And it doesn't just mean physical candles, which is what we do, of course, for Shabbos and Yom Tov and Hanukkah. We want to have that the candles are burning and that we bring in the sanctity of the day. We bring in the holiday of Shabbos, we bring in the holiday of Yom Tov, we bring in the holiday of Hanukkah with the candles, but also in our life, we need it to be the candles are ever present and ever burning. And how do we ensure in our lives that the candles are burning? In a metaphorical, in a spiritual way, we need to ensure that the flames are burning. The pentelegid in each one of us, the divine spark that we have in each one of us, has to be constantly burning. Whether we go up and down, whether we fall, or whether we make it every single day is a milchama, is a fight against the Yetzirah. Every day we have to stand up and we have to gird ourselves with the shield of Hashem to do whatever we can. Even if you fall that day, you try again and again. Whatever day you have a good day, even versus the other ones, we have to ensure that the candles are burning. And we could do it in a very simple way, in a very small way in our lives. I talk about this a lot of times on all the podcasts, including the radio show that we do on Monday nights. You can find it on the Apple Store, now on Naki Radio as well. When we talk about how to keep the flame a burning, simple ways to keep the flame a burning in our lives, what can we do to be inspired, to be motivated throughout our days? And that's how I try to look at life in general for my wife and my kids and how we go about our lives. What are we involved in? What projects are we doing? What is our job? What are our occupations and our tasks in life? I can be an occupational therapist by trade, which I am, working for the city, but I could use that trade also to help others, to consult for others, to do for others. I can make crafts and try to submit them, which is actually a new idea that I want to submit them to a paper, sending a craft a week. I could think of the Jewish kids book trying to find the family and the items, which is something I'm trying to submit also. Using things that I see in sessions with my students. What could I do, even in a job, in a different way? I work for Luach, and I work for Sparks and Seconds, and for Jewish podcasts. These are all things I'm involved in, and it could be a way to motivate ourselves, to inspire ourselves. Doing the podcast myself, making sure we have what to talk about, especially in a Torah way, that's for myself. How I can motivate myself and keep the fire burning. Because when we see Behalot Chataneros, we have to keep the candles burning. We have to keep them aflame. We have to keep them alive. In our life, we have to do what we can to keep them inspired and alive. And I always talk about how the daily emails are also a small way to keep ourselves motivated and inspired. The OU daily emails, they have the Nach Yomi, they have the Shtayim Mirka Yomi, they have the Mishnah Yomi, they have the Shona Halachos. They also had a mitzvah one for a long time. These are emails that come every day, and they're short bursts, short paragraphs, just to talk about what's going on in the parasha, or what's going on in that parak of Navi, or what's going on in that halacha for the day. And that's the idea of Sparks and Seconds, our WhatsApp group, too, also. Little bursts of pictures or videos or little audios that I send out, or a video that a rabbi sends out to keep us inspired, to keep us ignited, to keep us uplifted. Because in our lives, we have to find ways to do so. And everything that we have, we talk about this on the Hobbies and Games episode of Tani Talks Radio on Monday nights. Everything we do in our life could also have the Jewish aspect, the Jewish feel to it. If you love, love, love books, then make it that your books are towards the Jewish realm. I love mysteries, I love novels, I love suspense. We switched over our books a couple of years ago to only have Jewish novels and Jewish books, whether it's Shar Press, whether it's Feldheim, whether it's Menucha or Israel Bookshop or Tzufta, whatever. These are all great companies to use, and it has a Torah Dikka way to it, because the foundation and the fundamentals are that these are religious Orthodox people who talk to the rabbis, who daven, who do Shabbos and Kashrus, and those are themes that are present in the book. So you have a need and you love reading. That's how you could ignite and keep the spark alive, even when doing a hobby such as reading. And of course, our favorite time of the whole week is that Friday night when the candles are burning, the kids are sleeping. We sit down and we open up our books. Ah, I'm in the middle of the story. The guy is in the middle of India. He's trying to see what he could do with an abandoned baby. That's the book I'm up to right now. And we could use it, and we can make sure, oh, he's calling his rabbi who's in charge of the Vada Kashrus. He's a mashkiach all the way in India. What should he do with the baby? Find out on page 85. Every single thing we do can be that we can motivate ourselves, we can ignite ourselves, we can inspire ourselves. If you love music like I do, you could do music in a Jewish way, in a functional way. You love pop, you love rock, you like rap like I do. We find the rappers and the hip-hop artists that are of the Jewish realm that have really good music. Nisim Black is excellent, and Got Elbaz, and Eighth Day, Mordechai Shapiro. All different types of genres that have really, really good music, and Shweki, and there's so many others that I can't even name. We took all the music of all the years and switched over to only doing Jewish music, only males, to ignite and inspire ourselves. We're in a good mood. We hear really good feeling music that has the Jewish realm to it, that has psukim or different aspects from Tanakh or from life that they talk about, and they direct us where to go. If you love to write and you love to speak, we do it in a Jewish way. We do it in a Jewish aspect. You love to be involved with crosswords or Sudokus. There's actually a Jewish crossword, a Jewish Sudoku, I believe, written by Yoni Glatt that I got a couple of years ago. Because that could also be done in a Jewish way. Everything can be done in a Jewish way. And again, that's the idea of the craft idea that I want to do that hopefully could be picked up. That's the idea of the book concept that I really want to start as a weekly serial. If it goes through, if it gets accepted, if it works out, that we're looking for a certain family and certain items in every picture and every week in a Jewish way. Jewish items, Jewish family, the dad, the mom, a couple of kids, and a fish. And to find a tzedakah box and a talis, different items, different things, that's my idea. We're hoping it takes off and hoping that it works out. When we talk about Bahalosha, we talk about igniting the flame. We talk about keeping the fire alive, keeping the burning alive in our lives. We want to make sure we're constantly uplifted, constantly inspired, not to the effect that we get burnt out, pun intended, if you will. But we want it to be that on a constant basis, there's that flickering flame, there's that pilot light, the pilot lamp that the gas ovens had when we were in Brooklyn in our apartment. We had that little flame underneath. It was always present. It was always alive. It was always there. And if it burnt out, we had to reignite it. We had to relight it. And I had to do that a couple of times, getting on my belly, reaching underneath, trying to reach it. Very crazy. Thank God now in the house that we've been in already a couple of years, it has electric stove and oven and laundry. But there was a time where we had the pilot lamp. And we think about the pilot light, the pilot lamp in our lives, in our souls, in our hearts. How do we keep that alive? How do we keep that going strong? What we could do in our life, what we could do in our tasks, what we could do in our jobs, what we could do in our mission in life is to take our abilities, to take our talents and use them for Torah, use them for good. You have the ability to be involved in good things. I love seeing apps that are made for the Jewish realm. You love radio like I do. I love the invention of Naki Radio. I think it's brilliant. Jewish Internet Kosher Radio. I love the player. I greatly appreciate it. I thank Naki Radio for making it. We start out with one, and then we switch to the solo. Now we have the home, which I think is the best model, and it has the remote, which I love, and we have the Sheer Enjoyment Radio channel on it now, and we have the Tani Talks podcast channel on it now, and that's awesome to have radio. You want to talk radio, you want to be involved in radio, do it in a Jewish way. That's what we did for Sheer Enjoyment Radio, and that's what Nachum Siegel thought about many years ago with the wonderful, wonderful NSN, Nachum Siegel Network, that we're zoche and meritorious to be on for Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Whatever you have, whatever you could do, how can you make sure there's a bahalotcha in your life? How can you make sure that there's an ignition in your life, that there's a pilot lamp, a pilot light in your life to make sure that you have that ability to be inspired, that you're not walking through your days aimlessly. You're not walking through your days without motivation, without being uplifted. There's so many websites you could go to. You could read articles. You could watch clips. You could listen to Shiurim. Simple to remember. Chabad.org, H.com. YU Torah, OU Torah. There's so many. The possibilities are endless. Chazak Torah, anytime, sparks and seconds, meaningful minute. There's so many wonderful ways out there to be inspired, to get your pilot lamp going, to get your pilot light going, and to make sure that it constantly stays aflame and it constantly stays alive. As we think about the idea, how Aaron would ensure that the lights were always kindled, were always lit in the Mishkan. And later on in the Mikdash, the lights always had to be kindled. And it was such a big deal when there wasn't a light, when there wasn't a flame, so much that we had to find a tiny, tiny jar of oil that lasted eight times as long as it was supposed to. A tiny jar of oil that was only supposed to last for one day. But Baruch Hashem, it lasted for 8 days. What can we do in our lives to make sure things are ever-present and everlasting? It's good to go to a shiur to get inspired, but how long does that inspiration last? Inspiration has to be tied to action for it actually to get moving. If you're inspired to give tzedakah, it could wear off in a week or two. You know what's a really great way to keep that up? Signing up for a wonderful organization like Daily Giving. They're not paying me to say this. It's just an idea how we could keep giving every single day. You sign up dailygiving.org. You give your credit card. You can sign up monthly, yearly, or whatever. They deduct a dollar every day, giving it to a beautiful organization, and that's a way to keep that ignition alive. Keep your giving muscles alive. The Rambam talks about the highest level of tzedakah, giving someone a job, or to give tzedakah anonymously where you don't know either way. And it's better, the Rambam says, to give 100 people $1 than to give one person $100. Why? Because every time you give, every time you dole out the money, you exercise your spiritual muscles, you exercise your giving muscles, and you exercise the light, the pilot light, the pilot lamp in your life to stay alive, to stay constant every single day. We need to do little things, little methods, little actions, little ways to ensure that everything stays alive, stays aflame, stays ignited, because it's great to go to a shiur. It's great to be inspired at the moment, but by the next day, the inspiration will be gone. If you tie the inspiration to action, little actions, usually it could stay and usually it could go with you. So whether you're reading Jewish books with great themes, whether you're listening to Jewish music with great things, or Jewish shows or Jewish movies, Yidflix is a wonderful one. Listening to Jewish podcasts on jewishpodcast.fm or listening to them on Yidpod, listening to great radio, Nachum Siegel, or Sheer Enjoyment Radio, listening to wonderful things and seeing wonderful things in a meaningful minute, or sparks and seconds, or being part of wonderful groups like Luach, which is a Jewish classifieds app where things are brought, and it's wonderful to be involved in such a thing. We need to find ways to ignite ourselves every day. Reading an Eish article every day, reading a Chabad article every day, to stay connected, to stay ignited, especially in the grind of the day, the daily grind, going to work, coming back from work, taking care of the kids, taking care of food, taking care of the house. It's easy for the inspiration to be gone. It's easy for the flame to burn out. God forbid it burns out. We want it to be ever-present, majorly ignited in our life every single day. And you read a daily email like from the OU. You read a daily blurb. You read a daily little jolt of excitement, jolt of inspiration, jolt of Torah or Parsha or Halacha. Different ways that you could be inspired in our days. If we think about Behaloscha, we think about how Aaron had to keep the lamps burning. He had to clean out the old ones and keep it going every day. It was continuous. It was important that there was always flames present. And not just the candles that we light on Shabbos physically. Not just the candles we light on Yom Tov physically. And not just the candles we light on Hanukkah physically. But metaphorically, spiritually, the flame has to burn in our lives. The pilot lamp has to stay lit in our lamp, in our life. The pilot light has to stay present. In our life, we need to ensure that it stays there. We need to ensure that it stays connected. We need to ensure that it stays ignited and uplifted. And how can we ignite others? Really by igniting ourselves. It's the famous phrase, the famous saying goes, I believe, by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. When I was young, I wanted to change the world. When I realized I couldn't change the world, I wanted to change my country, change my continent. When I realized I couldn't do that, I wanted to change my state. When I realized I couldn't do that, I wanted to change my city. Couldn't do that, I wanted to change my town. When I realized I couldn't do that, I wanted to change the couple of blocks in the neighborhood. I couldn't do that. I realized I wanted to try to change my block. And when I realized I couldn't do that, I wanted to change my house. When I realized I couldn't do that, I thought maybe change my family. Then I realized I couldn't do that. I realized I could only change myself. And when I change myself, everyone else by definition will be changed as well. Because change starts with us. Ignition starts with us. Motivation, encouragement starts with us. The flame burning is within us. The pilot light is within us. We make sure to keep it ignited. If we can make sure to keep it going, if we can make sure through little methods, little ways to keep that fire burning. If you're a giving person, a generous person, you could do the dailygiving.org every day. You want to give clothing, give it to Yad Leah if it comes to your town every year. You could give out books like we do in the Free Lending Library. You could give out utensils or cots, whatever you have extra. Keep the generous muscles going. Keep the giving muscles going. Keep the encouragement muscles going and the motivation going and the inspiration going every day. Do something little. One or two or three things every day to keep yourself uplifted, to keep yourself ignited, to keep yourself connected so that you could fight the melchama every day and that you could hopefully win more days than not. Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'kam, Shlomo Melech tells us in Mishlei, you're never going to be perfect. You might fall down many, 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 many times, but you keep getting up, you keep getting up. And if we could find different ways to stay connected, to keep that pilot light on, as we think about Behaloscha, the candles that Aaron would light, hopefully in our days they will be inspired. Hopefully our days will be uplifted. And they will be uplifted with action, connecting the inspiration to action, to doing something little, to reading something, listening to something, watching something every day, to stay ignited, to stay inspired, to stay motivated. If we could be motivated and if we could have Behaloscha every day, keeping our candles lit, our pilot light going, hopefully the whole world could be lit. The whole world could be more peaceful. The whole world could be more uplifted. And we could finally see Mashiach and the third base of Mingdash speedily in our days. And may that day finally in exactly be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.